In Washington State, nearly 17,000 people are in prison. Eventually, most of those people will be released. They'll need places to live and places to work. But for many people getting out of prison, that's a big challenge.
When someone gets out of prison, they face employment discrimination, housing discrimination, and the stigma of having a felony conviction everywhere they turn.
That's Karen Lee, CEO of Pioneer Human Services in Seattle. She's just been appointed by Governor Jay Inslee to the statewide reentry council. Its goal is to disrupt the cycle of convicted criminals returning to prison after they're released. Karen Lee told KOW's Emily Fox that finding housing is especially challenging for people with criminal histories.
If you have a criminal conviction and a felony conviction on your record, you are denied by many, many landlords. And so what happens is that people often try to couch surf, and they'll couch surf with people that they know, and often the folks that they know were formerly incarcerated. And if they're not law-abiding, then all of a sudden the pressure to become involved in criminal behavior will be tremendous and often will lead to recidivating.
Your organization, Pioneer Human Services, offers employment and job training programs for people who've been released from prison. What are the biggest challenges to putting people back to work?
Job skills and education. There's social challenges. If a person doesn't have a work history, they've never really worked legally, then they may not know how to act in a workplace. There's transportation if one doesn't have a car. There are also challenges related to identification, driver's license, mental health, physical health, to name a few.
This week, Governor Jay Inslee appointed you to the Reentry Council. What are some solutions that you'll bring to the table?
I first think that we need to be more accountable with the dollars that we spend. It costs $33,000 a year to house someone in prison. With the number of folks that we have in prison, that's $1 billion of tax dollars that I'm not sure are being used in the most effective manner. We have a very punitive orientation towards people, and I know that crime is a problem. We all know that. And we all know that victims have rights. But we also have to realize that 95% of folks that are incarcerated return back into society, and they return back to society as people. So $1 billion a year can be used in ways that are taking advantage of the best research there is, proven evidence-based practices that are based on redemption, not punitive behavior, alternative sentencing, training and education, support services. All of these things I want to shine a light on while I'm on the Reentry Council. I think that as a whole, all of us as members of the community here in Seattle and King County, but across the state, can be more tolerant. At Pioneer, we have been a successful company for 50 years working with people that have a criminal history, and they move forward and they become parents, they become grandparents, they become skilled technicians, they go to college, they start businesses, they do all the things that you and I do. They just made a mistake at some point in their life, and they're judged for that mistake every single day. And I think that that's something that we can all do better as a society.
You've said that this is more than simply a corrections issue. It's a societal issue, and that impacts every one of us. How so?
Well, 1 in 4 individuals in our society have a criminal history. And many of us have family members that have been involved with the criminal justice system, or we know someone that's been involved with the criminal justice system. And when we start to get to proportions like that, that's a lot of lives to discard. So it is a societal issue. And it impacts many, 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 many things. It impacts our welfare system. It impacts our healthcare system. It impacts education. If one person's incarcerated and the child only has one parent at home, and we're a society of growing haves and have-nots, and a lot of the have-nots are folks that have involvement with the criminal justice system.
Some people listening to this interview are business owners or hiring managers at companies, and they may be hesitant to hire people with criminal records. What's your message to them?
I think that you will find very good employees, just like we have had. One of the things that I do as a CEO is we sign anniversary letters to employees once a month on their anniversary date. And I was signing some anniversary letters this morning, and I signed a letter of an employee that had been there 20 years. We have an employee that's been there 44 years. And we have great employees, and their past isn't a barrier to them anymore.
That was Karen Lee, CEO of Pioneer Human Services, speaking with KUOW's Emily Fox. Karen Lee is a member of Governor Jay Inslee's statewide reentry council, which was appointed this week.